KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Are you almost ready for it?
I'm ready.
You are ready? We're not completely ready yet, though, because nothing Coastal Currents cannot begin until...
Very nice.
See, you couldn't hear this last
week. No, I didn't.
All right.
Now we sound official.
Yeah, see, this is how it goes. Mm-hmm. Now it's Coastal Currents time. And I want to thank the sponsors of Coastal Currents very, very much. Thank you to Cocotat. And thank you to Solutions on the Plaza in Arcata. Thank you, Bayside Garden Supply. And a big, giant thanks to Dirty Business Soil Consulting as well. Delia is here from North Coast Environmental Center and Surf Rider. The new host.
That's right. Yeah.
This is first day one. Right. You were here last week.
Yeah.
But that was kind of like a shadow host last week.
Yes. Didn't talk as much.
But now you're here, official, and welcome, and thank you, by the way.
Thank you.
I know you got to spend time putting this together and coming down here, so I appreciate it. It is time for Coastal Currents, and we mentioned our guests before. Let's bring them in on the phone. Brian is here from the Agency Marine Lab. Hey, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
I am well. I am well. Thank you for asking. We have our first question is a very challenging one for you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but that's how we roll here on Coastal Currents. What is the proper pronunciation of your last name?
Tissot.
All right.
So now we have that out of the way. Well. Thank you. Thank you for participating.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it, and congratulations on the 50th anniversary of the Marine Lab.
Yeah, it's a huge milestone for Marine Lab, and we really had a good turnout last Friday, and it was a great day to celebrate.
Great. Yeah, congratulations. And for those who don't know, Brian is the director of the Marine Lab. And Brian, we were just wondering if you could tell us a little bit maybe how the Marine Lab got started since you just reached this milestone recently.
Yeah, you know, as part of this, you know, I tried to research as much history as I could to find out about the background, and some of it's kind of a little bit clouded in obscurity, but it largely came about from several faculty at Humboldt State University that were trying to develop a place to support a marine lab, and part of the impetus for that was focusing on fisheries on the coast, and they realized they needed a facility to be able to do the kind of research that would answer the questions for this region of California. And so the two people that were really mainly involved was Bill Lamphere, who was a wildlife biologist back then, but particularly Fred Telonaker, who was a zoology professor and the football coach at that time.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Seems like he wore a lot of hats. And
those are two very different hats.
Yes.
One's
well,
a helmet.
There wasn't a lot of faculty back then, so people tended to be a lot broader than they are now.
This may be difficult to answer, but is there a sort of an overall mission or a goal that the Marine Lab has?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, currently right now, we really primarily promote training. That is, we have students that come here and take classes. And so they're learning, you know, basically science, and they're learning how to be marine biologists and oceanographers and fishery biologists and a few other things. But we also conduct research here. So there's a lot of student projects going on, as well as faculty projects that are also involve students. And we also are open to the public, so we have a wing where people can come in and look at the aquaria and marine life. And we do some public education programs as well, especially for kids during the summer.
Very fun. Yeah, it's always a fun place to go and check out. And you kind of had a little bit of a renovation a little while ago, is that correct?
Yeah, we did. I mean, most of the main facilities, you know, as we mentioned, was built 50 years ago. So about 6 years ago, things are really starting to fall apart in terms of the seawater system itself. You know, that's really the heart of the marine lab, that you can bring in seawater from the ocean and recirculate it through the lab and culture living organisms. And it was rusting and falling apart. So Dave Hankin, who was the director of the marine lab back then, working with Dave Hoskins and Grant Eberle, who were technicians, totally gutted the lab and replaced all the piping and the tanks, and the aquaria were redone, and it involved money from the National Science Foundation, as well as a significant amount of donors and alumni that helped support that.
Wow. Awesome.
Is this a unique facility among educational institutions? I mean, I guess I wouldn't expect necessarily like the University of Iowa to have a marine lab, but with the institutions located near the coast, is this a unique facility?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are a dozen or so marine labs up and down the West Coast, and most of those are related to universities that are fairly close to the coast. But you'd be surprised, some of the places that are, like University of Chicago has a marine lab, for example, and some other folks. But what is unique about this lab is that Humboldt State is actually a pretty small university. And to have a really nice marine lab that supports that, and we have the research vessel, the Coral Sea, small boats, dive program, that's what's unusual. And also that it's located here on the North Coast, which is probably the least studied area of the entire West Coast.
Yeah, it's a really, really unique place. Is there any projects or research in particular you'd like to talk about that you're doing?
Well, one of the things that we just started up, this is a work that's led by Dr. Eric Bjorkstad. He's a NOAA scientist here at the lab and also an adjunct in fishery biology, working with Dr. Jeff Abel in oceanography and myself. We just got some money from the National Science Foundation to look at the effects of climate change on rockfish. And so we're trying to see how changes in pH, that's what we call ocean acidification, which are slowly happening over time, and the oxygen concentration of the ocean, which also happens over time, how those affect the behavior of rockfish, not how it kills them or not, but whether it just changes their behavior, which might make them not survive as well in nature. And so we have a study going to look at that, and we have a lot of graduate and undergraduate students involved, and we're just starting to do that, and that should be pretty an interesting study, teach us a lot about the potential effects for climate change.
You've mentioned a couple of times various different things that are funded through grants from National Science Foundation and so forth. How is the lab funded? Is it primarily through grants, or is there state money involved?
Well, the state of California through Humboldt State University gives us kind of our base budget, and that's how we, you know, most of the staff are employed on those, as well as myself, and you know, the lab is kind of run based on that. But then we also supplement that with money from student fees, from money that we bring in through grants and contracts. Donations are really important for us. We also live off of those as well. And, you know, but we're trying to kind of up the game here on research and bring in more grants. And that's a good way to supplement, you know, what we do here. So that's a big part of it.
Do you have any?
Yeah. It sounds like you're doing a lot of really good work.
Is there what are the opportunities for the public, or the people listening to that, and they think, well, I want to go and check that out. That does sound interesting. Is there opportunities for the public to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we are open this time of year 7 days a week, from about 10 a.m. to 4, and earlier on weekdays. And basically, it's free, so you can walk in and you can see the aquaria, and you can see, you know, the fish and invertebrates, and we have a touch tank in the back where you can actually touch sea anemones and sea stars and things. And, of course, we're also in beautiful Trinidad, so while you're here, you can go down to the beach and out to Trinidad Head and walk through the city. We do offer guided tours, and depending on how many people there are, we do charge for that, but it's pretty reasonable. So if you have a group of people that wants to come out and, you know, basically get a guided tour, which could include, you know, using microscopes and looking at some cool critters and things like that, we also do that as well. So, and during the summer, we have a program for children, which is from ages 6 to 9, and then another one from 9 to 12, usually in July and August, and that's for a week each.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun to go, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. Take your kids or parents that are visiting, or anybody. It's just really fun. That touch tank in particular is always the main attraction, I've noticed.
Yeah, it sure is. I go out there myself quite often.
You know what you could do with the touch tank? I don't know if this has ever occurred to you, but maybe an additional sort of fundraising thing is put an electric eel in the touch tank. And if you grab the eel, then you have to pay $10 a fine or something.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Okay, just throwing it out. I mean, you know, you can have that idea.
Well, we've thought about just kind of change it into, like, if, I don't know if any of you've been to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, but they have one, which is what we have in the back too, but more dramatic, is sort of the big water comes rushing through and flushes everything out. So we're thinking about writing some proposals to make it a little more exciting, but probably no eels or big sharks. But.
Okay. All right, well, it's your call. You're the head of the organization. All right. And I assume that the lab has an online presence as well?
We do, yeah. If you just go to Humboldt State University or just search for HSU Marine Lab, you'll find us online. And we have a lot of activities going on. We also have a newsletter now. We just started doing that, where we put out quarterly newsletters. And so if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually see that. Just search for HSU Marine Lab on Facebook or through our website, and you should be able to email to get on the email list to get the newsletter.
Awesome.
Very nice. Yeah. I'll do that.
Do you have any more questions?
I don't have any more questions unless... Brian, you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just, you know, I think I'm biased, of course, but I've only really been here 2 years. This is a really special facility. Everybody that works here really loves it. It's a great place to work. It's a great place at Trinidad. And we do a lot of really fun things, but also some things that are quite important to the region and the state of California. So it's a great place to work. And, you know, I think people see that when they come and visit. Everybody here is pretty excited about it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, definitely.
It's a great thing to have up here, and congratulations again on 50 years.
Yeah.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian, very much.
Thank
appreciate
you,
your presence, and appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. There it is. That's Brian Tissot.
Yes.
We now know how to say his name at the HSU Marine Lab. And it is cool. There is a lot of cool stuff online. Obviously, the thing to do is go out and check it out yourself. Especially if you got kids, take them out there. But there is cool stuff online, and just you can find it through HSU's website.
Yeah. Now we can sign up for their newsletter.
Right. Now the newsletter. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Delia, very, very much for putting this together. And thanks for coming down.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
We'll podcast this, so you'll be able to download the audio by this time tomorrow. And you can also just subscribe to the podcast through khum.com, and it'll come to you directly. And... we'll now close this, your very first episode at the helm
We'd
of
made
Coastal
it.
Current. And I just got a quick chat message.
Ah.
So we're not canceled.
Oh, God.
So it was a little up in the air, but now we're renewed
passed.
For another season.
We passed. So okay.
Nicely
we'll be
done.
Back next week then.
All right. There's Coastal Currents. For today, and we'll do it again next week. Right now, quick break, and we'll be back. This is KHUM.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.